Hey, welcome back to another episode of How I Feel. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here and to listen to my podcast. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. So, I really want to take the time to talk about something that I kind of keep hidden. I keep to myself because it's something that is personal. But I really think that this will be a perfect time to talk about it because I'm actually in the middle of it. And I don't really say it out loud. I don't really talk about it to any of my friends, family, anybody, because I just deal with it internally. But maybe some of you, some of my listeners, maybe you can learn from this. Maybe it can help you. You know, maybe it can give you some kind of insight on how to look deeper within yourself to learn how to deal with the small things that you've kind of ignored all your life and you just kind of existed with it. So I want to talk about the part of me that I can't really shake. And that part is my patience and my irritation. To make sense of what I mean is I really get irritated very quickly when something doesn't go the way I plan it to go. When I'm in the middle of creating, even today, you know, I've been trying to do this podcast all day and I'm not playing. I started out this morning at 6 o'clock and you know, had my whole studio set up. I was at my iMac computer. You know, my husband had downloaded the GarageBand app and I had my microphone that he set up and I was just ready. I had the, you know, the great quality sound and I was ready to go. So I wrote out my material and here I am talking. But as soon as I get into maybe 4 minutes of recording, my baby girl wakes up. And now she's cranky, she's crying, and she's interrupting me. So, of course, I put pause on it and I step away because now my creative space is gone. I don't have that same drive, that same energy to even complete the podcast now because she interrupted my flow. She interrupted my thought process. So now I'm irritated. And it honestly kind of threw off my whole day. And this is something that I've dealt with all my life. And, you know, maybe a lot of us deal with it. I don't know. But I don't know how to get away from it. I don't know how to shake it. It's like, you know, kind of if one person says something to you that you feel is mean, or if they say something that you have an insecurity about, like say if you're, you feel like you have a big forehead and, you know, a person walks up to you and says, "Oh my goodness, your forehead is big." And you inside have an insecurity about your forehead because you really don't like it. So if somebody points it out, oh, it bothers you. Oh, you're mad. You're irritated. You're like, wait a minute. How dare you talk about my forehead? So anything you were doing before that, whether it was something when you were feeling good, you were happy, you were in a good place, is gone now. You're upset. So this is what I mean. And I don't know how to shake that. I don't know how to shake it when I get irritated. You know, I went the rest of the morning, you know, fixed breakfast for the children, you know, folded some towels, just kind of moved around in the house and did some things, put up clothes, you know, and I said, okay, when I get another downtime, I'm going to try it again. You know, I actually kept a positive mindset. I didn't just give up and say, oh, I can't do it at all today. Because in the past, I would have been done with it. I would have said, oh, it's just not going to work. It's a failure. And I would have ignored it and not even come back to record again. So my baby, you know, she got her little cranky spell and she's sleepy. It's time for her nap. So I get her calm, get the little lullabies playing, lay her down in her bed, and she goes to sleep. So now I have another opportunity to record. So I do it again. But this time, my two older children are awake. And they're boys, and they're loud, and they fight, and they argue about everything. So even when I get them to a space where they can look at a movie, and they can eat their little cookies and juice, and you know, and have a good time, and not bother mommy, they still fight. They still do things that make noise. So now I'm still here in the background of them just being loud. And on top of that, let's add to it, today is a rainy, cold day. It's February, you know, where I am at, it's winter time and it's cold. It's literally 40 degrees outside, and not only cold, it's raining. So they can't go outside today. So they don't even have the space to go and get their energy and move around outside. So now I'm basically competing with them and all their energy and their noise because they can't get it out. So I stop again. So now I'm really frustrated. I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, I can't get back to my creative space. It's almost like a painter or an artist or a sculptor. I don't know. I'm a writer. You know, I write, I sing, I do poetry. I do podcasts. This is my first one, and it's my baby. I'm really, really sensitive about it. So I want it to be right. You know, when I do record these things, and I want you to hear really, you know, where I'm coming from. I want you to hear my voice. I want you to understand what I'm telling you, because maybe it's something that can help you. Maybe it's something that you can use in your life that can help you to do something, you know, major, or to be able to get through that tough situation. And think back to yourself, okay, maybe I could try it this way. You know, I think it can be helpful to people. So I want you to understand and be able to hear me clearly. So when I look at it and I say, okay, now what? I still don't have the podcast recorded. I want to get it done today, but I keep having interruptions and it's irritating me. I'm mad. I'm irritable. I'm every little thing that my children are doing is getting under my skin. Every time I hear their voices, I just get irritated. And I just want to scream at the top of my lungs, but that's not going to help anything because they're still going to be children. And they are. I was a child before. So I know how you not being able to go outside or you not being able to play or do things you normally do every day, you get restless. And that's basically the space they're in. And it's just those things that they're going through is not coinciding and working with what I'm going through. I'm being the mommy and adult, they're being children, and we are clashing. So when I sit back and I say to myself, why do I get so irritated though? What is it? What is it about me having to stop and start that I can't shake it? You know, going back to what I said about, you know, being an artist, when someone is painting or if they're sketching something, they go into a place. And like my husband has mentioned to me, you know, he draws. And so when he finds that way to get out of his brain on paper what it is he's thinking about, he takes himself away from everything and everybody. So if I walk in or if the children walk in, it stops that process and he can't get back there. Like he can't go back. It's over. And that's the way I feel about my writing and, you know, my music and me doing these podcasts. This is my art. This is how I'm an artist. That's my artwork. And so when I get interrupted, I leave the creative space and I don't know how to come back to it. So it makes me feel like I lost it forever. And even when I try to go back and meditate and get calm and get to another zone of being able to chill and just give you what I have, I can't find it. So I think the main part of this is that I need to realize that something else is deeper than this. Is something else going on within me? Maybe I haven't discovered yet. Maybe I just don't know how to get to it. I don't know what it is. I just know my patience just is so short when it comes to me being creative and with me finding that place to be able to, you know, give what I have in my mind and to be able to make it real. It's almost like having a dream, and the dream is so vivid when you're sleeping that when you wake up, you know exactly what to do, you know how to do it, you know how to make it happen. But if somebody comes and stops you, or somebody interrupts you and says, "Hey, I need to help," or you get a phone call, or somebody says, "Ah, baby's crying," you forget everything, and now you don't know how to go back to get to that place. What do you call this? That's the question I keep asking myself. What do you call it? You know, is there a name for it? Is there a medical term? I don't know. But all I know is I'm working on myself. And these are the things that I kind of have to pull back the layers and I have to sort through them and just sit to myself and say, maybe instead of getting irritated, maybe instead of just allowing myself to get thrown off my regular mood, maybe I need to think of happy things. Maybe I need to smile or just laugh when I even want to shout. Or maybe I need to just, you know, play an instrument. sing a song, you know, do something that I enjoy doing. Because maybe then it would give me a distraction so that even though I'm not able to complete the task at hand, I can still keep myself in a positive, happy mood. And I just felt like it was needed. I feel like I needed to give you this at this time because I'm in the middle of it. You know, like I said, I really felt like this wasn't going to work today. I feel like I was not going to be able to record my podcast and to record this next episode because I kept getting interrupted. But maybe the interruptions were for a reason. Maybe the interruptions were because I needed to give you this at this time and this day. And whatever I was trying to do earlier, it wasn't the time or place for that. That's the other part of it, is I have to look at it from the other side. You know, maybe instead of being cynical and instead of being pessimistic, let me try to be optimistic sometimes. Let me be a little more brighter. You know, my husband said to me today, he said, "Well, you know, can you just be nice and be more humane and tell me please, you know, after you ask me to do something?" Like when I tell him, "Hey, can you change the air filter in the house?" Or, "Hey, can you know, check the oil in the van?" And he always says, "Please, you know, just be generous." You know, and I get irritated when he says that because I said, "Okay, but I'm telling you to do it because you tell me that I'm not assertive. You know, I don't give you direct, you know, commands." So he tells me it bothers him when I am indecisive. So now I'm decisive, and now he's telling me just say please. So I to sum that up, I guess I just need to think of it and be more nice and to be more positive and just let it flow. Being able to flow through things in life a lot of times helps me to avoid discomfort. It helps me to avoid conflict. So if I can take anything from this, and if you can gain anything from this, it's just to learn how to go with the flow. Learn how to be in the moment and learn how to adjust to the interruptions instead of fighting against them. Learn how to create a happy space instead of being angry. Learn how to give yourself the time to regroup. Give yourself the time to sit back and wonder and say, okay, I didn't get a chance to finish that task, but maybe it wasn't the time for that. Maybe it wasn't the right place. Maybe there's something else better coming ahead. You know, think in those positive ways and manifest good karma to yourself, if that makes sense. Because one thing I've learned is that whenever you say good things out loud to the universe, 9 times out of 10, good things are going to come back to you. It may not come right then, that day, that moment, but it will come. So always be kind to yourself, always be true to yourself, and always be willing to adjust and be willing to give and be willing to make the space to just have a way to know how to go with the flow. Just flow. So again, I just want to thank you for taking your time out to listen to me today, for hearing my inner thoughts. You know, I shared this with you because I felt like it was just the right moment because I was in the middle of it, and I feel like I can be the most authentic when I'm actually going through it. So again, please make sure that you subscribe to my podcast if you have not already done so, and also make sure that you share the podcast to a family or friend. Family member or friend. And the one other thing I want to ask you to do is please leave me a voice message. Once you click on my podcast here on Anchor, there is a bubble right beside it that says voice message. I love to hear your comments, no matter whether it's you asking a question or, you know, just giving feedback, or if you just want to tell me about a similar story that you have gone through and just share it with me. I love to hear that. So please definitely leave me a voice message. And again, here is the end of this next episode of How I Feel. And until we meet again, thank you. And you've heard how I feel.